Good morning. 7:38, June 1st. I'd say rabbit, but I've been up for a couple of hours and talked to people already, so it doesn't really matter. It is a windy morning. I mean, seriously windy morning. It's been a windy, yesterday afternoon was pretty windy. And a half minutes for the first mile. Not bad. Cruising right along. I had a tailwind, it seems. And I'm not surprised. Wind, yeah, heavy. There's a lot of instability in the atmosphere today. There's some really dark and nasty looking clouds off to the west. There's some light and broken clouds off to the east. Oh, look, there's a little sun peeking through. But it's cold. It's like 50 degrees. 55, I think, at the house. And the wind chill is making it feel a lot colder. Ow. And my foot hurts. I just stepped on a rock. Through my boots, I stepped on a rock and it still hurt. So, yeah, foot's sore. Nose is running. Eyes are running. It's a beautiful morning. I'm glad I came out. I was having trouble deciding whether or not I wanted to risk the foot, and the answer is yes. I need to do this 21 days in a row to reestablish my habit. So this is like, what, four? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 days of first day. So another 15 days or so. I'll flog myself to get out here every day if I can. If I'm well enough to crawl. Let me see if I can't get it done. A lot of stuff I need to see if I can't get done this month. It's June. I did not go home and write as I expected that I would yesterday. Unfortunately, it was it wasn't in the cards. I wasn't quite ready, apparently, to sit down and start putting words to paper. As I've been walking this first mile, I've been thinking of other ways to change up the story. The Greedog point of view story is one. But it occurs to me that there are other points of view that would work. For one, Masal the Efficient. If I tell the story from Masal's point of view, that means I have to keep him with Greedock all the time, which is not unusual. I have to keep Masal with Greedock most of the time anyway. So that's a thought. It's a something to think about, something to ponder. I do have an enemy. I do have a goal. I've got some subsidiary characters that I can slaughter at will. And as much as I hate making death and dismemberment comical, light and without a great deal of repercussion. It's sort of required in the Siglaverse. It's, if you don't kill somebody every five pages, or at least have a little bit of blood flowing, then it's not really Siglaverse. That was clear in Scott's comments. He liked some of the stuff that I did, but for the most part, the comments could be summed up in kill somebody. Preferably two or three people, and if at all possible, by Greedock's hands. Or pedipalps, or forelimbs, or something. So, yeah, not exactly my kind of story, but I kind of knew that going in. I can't blame Scott for that, because I know what he did, for example, to the Kristen Graves story. He was peeved. I was supposed to call her Kristen Lowell. But I had it mostly written before he told us how he wanted the naming structures to go. So, yeah, well, hey, he threw my name in there anyway. I think as the guy who got killed. So, yeah, anyway, one more day. I don't know if I'm going to be able to write today or not. I got wife home, kids home. Not sure what the day is going to bring. I should probably mow the lawn. At least one of the two lawns today. Tomorrow I won't be able to because the sprinklers will come on early in the morning and soak the grass. Which leaves Monday. Monday is also therapist day. And then Tuesday is also sprinkler day. So I'll have to kind of work around sprinklers. So yeah, it is definitely spring. It is springtime. Despite the fact that the temperatures have already been up into the 90s, it's definitely springtime. This sort of cold weather, windy morning is quintessential Colorado spring. June 1st, notwithstanding. Tomorrow will probably be 90. Bakingly hot 90 degrees. Yeah, the winds are so high, the neighbors lost one of their aspen trees. It came crashing down in the middle of the lawn. Which wasn't really too surprising. The aspens have notoriously shallow roots. And the cottonwoods are notoriously brittle, so between the cottonwoods and the aspens surrounding us, we're kind of hemmed in by falling trees. So they had somebody with a chainsaw out there last night and took down two of the trees that were in the clump and carved them both up, all three up, apparently getting them ready for their fireplace or something, I'm not sure. I do know they have a wood-burning fireplace somewhere in their house because every fall they bring in a load of wood, so there's three trees worth of wood they won't have to bring in. Good hard birch. Good thing I've got the windscreen today, because otherwise this recording would be really, really noisy. It may be noisy anyway, but yeah, what a lot of wind. Holy cow. Oh, I did take a second pill this morning, so if I feel sound a little groggy or sound a little overly spaced out, that's why. I gave it a chance to start to work before I came out, which is one of the reasons I was late. I'm going to go home, have another cup of coffee, maybe nuke one of my frozen burritos for breakfast. I'm feeling peckish. I went to bed early last night again. The last 3 days I've read Deb Geary's book 5 and 6. Both shockingly, wonderful books. If you haven't read A Different Witch or Modern or a Celtic Witch, both gorgeously done. I'm just in such awe of this woman's work. It's just mind-boggling. Go around the corner. Gotta turn east. Wow, that sun is bright. I didn't wear my sunglasses today. I should have. Oh well. Keep my head down. Bill of my cap will give me some shade. So, what was I else gonna talk about? I was gonna talk about something else. Greedock writing. What else was I going to have? Something. It'll come to me. Or not. Could have been terribly important. Oh, John Ward. Hi, John Ward. John Ward is one of the people I've met on Google Plus. He's got something interesting to say a lot of the time. I've been following John in his writer's discussion community. And there's a lot of stuff in that community that is there's a lot of stuff that's really good. I'll focus on the stuff that's really good. There's a lot of stuff that's not really good. There's a lot of stuff that's sort of, yeah, okay, fine. But some of the discussions we get into are pretty interesting. Some of the people there are pretty interesting too. I read a book by Holly Bush recently. So it was okay. It was. Historical romance is not my forte. I'll confess to that right away. And I read Reconstructing Jackson, which was it's okay. It kept me interested through to the end. I'd give it 4 stars, maybe 3.5. It's not one of the, oh wow, I'm so glad I found this. But it was still a good, solid book. Covers leave a little to be desired, but probably could be said of my books as well, so I'll let that go by. But John Ward, or was listening to the other day and heard me talk about ferrying the kids around, and apparently didn't realize that, I started late. My elder daughter was born when I was 42. And he hasn't been listening long enough to know that I turned 60 last October, so I was a little bit confused as to why I should have kids that were school age. Because he thought I was 50-something. And yeah, 50-something. 50 plus 10. June. Gosh, 6:01, sixth month. I've done very little for 5 months. I can't believe. I've done very little. I've had my teeth worked on in the last 6 months. I've had my teeth worked on. I've had my eyes done. Clawing my way up from depression. My sister died. Arthritis has flared up. Little things. Dean Wesley Smith and Christine Catherine Rush have a series of seminars, and one of them is apparently a master class, although I don't know if they're offering the master class anymore. In the master class, they have some role-playing games, and every once in a while they will throw out a life role where life gets in the way. And I feel like I've had a life role over the last couple years. When I think about what I've done with the books, going with Ryden and then having to fire Ryden. Well, that was what it was. And then having to fire Ryden and then have to reissue everything all myself. And then having everything fall apart all at the same time. I was like, for crying out loud. I fired them so I could get the books out. And I fired them and have failed to get the books out myself. In spite of the fact that I've had covers since November. I've had editing for 2 months. This silly Greedock story has gotten in the way so bad. And it doesn't help that these are no longer my favorite stories. My favorite stories are the ones that I haven't written yet. And I want to, but I can't. I really can't until I get this other stuff out. I'm going to try to get some of this stuff out in parallel with writing. We'll see how that works out for me. I've not been terribly successful at that before. But speaking of Ryden, made me think of what I was going to talk about. And this is one of those kvetches that I probably shouldn't probably just shut up about, but it just bugs me. Michael J. Sullivan had a post on his blog about being nominated for the Audies. So His book was one of the best audio fantasy books of the year, and his narrator, Tim, was a voice actor that's in the Orbit stable, so his audiobook is selling better than his paperback, which I find not too surprising and terribly ironic, because he went to Orbit to increase his audience, and it hasn't quite worked out the way he planned. But he talks about how Tim brought the book to life for him, and he seems to have forgotten that I brought his book to life for him years ago. And I understand it's, you know, this is the guy he has to back. This is the guy who's got his bread and butter. This is the guy he needs to be promoting, and not me, God knows. But it still irks me. And I really don't know why, because I certainly understand why he does it. I certainly applaud him for doing it with grace and style and class, even in his picture with a tuxedo. I hope the wind isn't blowing my words away. I'm walking straight into it, and it's quite stiff. So, yeah, it's like, damn. They actually asked for me to do the book, but Orbit said no, they had their own voice talent. So, well. I've got to get my own voice talent act working here. I still have one story I have to read for Crime City Central. I'm still waiting for the last two stories to come out. Although I probably should check. Blue Murder should be coming out pretty soon. They said it was coming out on the 20th, but I forgot to look. No, I did look, and it didn't come out on the 20th. There was something else on the 20th. So maybe it came out last week and I didn't see it. Spoon is also in the queue, so there's two there. And there's also The Witch Doctor's Revenge on Protecting Project Pulp, an Edgar Rice Burroughs story. It's interesting to see the sexism and misogyny, sexism and racism in early Burroughs, in all Burroughs, I suppose. The Tarzan stories in particular, I'm not sure I saw it quite the same way in the Barzum books, in large part because they were all aliens except for him. It was an interesting read. It was also a little bit difficult because of all of the Swahili words that he threw in. ...18 minutes on the second mile. Okay. I slowed down a little bit, but nothing like I have the last few days. The wind has kept me moving right along. And given that that's the 2-minute warning, that's also the sign that, the 2-mile warning, it's also the sign that I'm at the back gate. And time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.